aften og velkommen til Radio Shalom. Vi sender på 87,6 på FM-båndet og på 90,6 på hybrid. Radio Shalom sender hver aften mandag til torsdag fra klokken 18:30 til 20. Hver tredje onsdag sender vi på Yiddish. Lørdag aften klokken 22 til 24 sender vi musik. Søndag formiddag klokken 10 til 12 sender vi ugens magasin. Og søndag klokken 16 til 20 sender vi på hebraisk. Og man kan få meget mere at vide om Radio Shalom ved at gå ind på hjemmesiden. Den hedder www.radioshalom.dk. Og herfra kan man også lytte til udsendelserne, enten via en kategori eller en dato. Og her på Radio Shalom vil vi altid gerne høre fra lytterne. Enten så kan man sende os en mail. Her er adressen info@radioshalom.dk. Eller også kan man ringe til studiet. Telefonnummeret her er 35 85 86 11.
Så er vi nået til Klassisk Forum endnu en gang, og det er den 20. august 2024. Velkommen til, siger Frank Anerstinger og Sten Møller Sørensen. I dag præsenterer vi Nanni Noam Vassanas version af latinomusikken, som sigter imod at vinde en plads inden for den moderne latinske verdensmusik-indie-musik. Koncerten blev opført under den 13. jødiske kulturfestival den 6. juni i synagogen. Musikerne var Nanni, som både er på klaver, trombone og sang. Så er der Parton Bridal på spansk guitar og Jakob Skrka på percussion. Vi præsenterer kun første afdeling, det vi også gerne vil præsentere Danielle Akta. Den unge israelske, hun er født i 2002, cellist, der blev fremhævet i Copenhagen Sommerfestival som Rising Star, og sammenlignet med Jacqueline Dupré. For nærværende studerer hun ved Barnbäum Said Music Academy i Berlin. Og hun var så absolut en oplevelse at lytte til. Hun spiller her sammen med Matthew Stebeck i tre numre. Beethoven Cellosonate nummer 2, Ginastera Pampiana nummer 2 og ekstra nummeret Improvisation skabt i øjeblikket. Så vi ønsker god lytning, og så skal vi jo fortælle, at det kan høres på FM 87,6 og på radioens hjemmeside, hvor det vil blive arkiveret, så man kan genhøre det efter behag. Så kører vi i gang med Ladino-koncerten.
Hun synger på ladino, som er meget lille jødisk sprog, og hun gør det med moderne sange. Og lige om lidt vil jeg lade musikerne selv tage over og vise, hvad de kan. Jeg håber, alle får en rigtig dejlig aften. Jeg vil lige sige, at cirka kvart i ni får vi en pause på et kvarter, og så kommer andet sæt bagefter. Rigtig hjertelig velkommen.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Is that good? Hey, very nice to be here. Thank you for inviting us. We're going to play a song that I wrote myself. This is called No Quiero Madre. It means no mother, I don't want. That's about Chile. Just in a different language. And so the mother suggests all kinds of groups for her daughter to marry, and the daughter refuses them all. Marry a tall guy, she says. But the daughter, well, you don't only need your looks in life, you also need the brains. Marry a rich guy. Well, you know, he's boring. Money can't buy you love. Marry a jealous guy, because he will be faithful, he will not cheat. But he is too possessive. It's not for me, it's not for me. No mother ever wants, no quiero madre. And at the end, the mother loses her nerve and says, well, you might as well marry the drunk. Borracho is the same word in Spanish in Latino. I will ask you to sing that word later. So then the daughter, you know, it's the era of WhatsApp and social media. She's like, yeah, you know, I'm already hugging the drunk as we're texting. So this is No Quiero Madre, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to play two characters, the mother on this side and the daughter on this side. quando il regno, in the days of King Nimrod. And it's a very nice and pluralistic song. It's considered a Jewish song, but actually it has three different versions that represents the three religions. It starts telling the story of Abraham as if he was born in Lachudria, the Jewish quarter in Cordoba. Not historically accurate, but good. And then we move. When we move on to the Ottoman Empire, where a Muslim verse is added in the 18th century, and all of a sudden the mountain is coming to Abraham. Sounds like a Muslim story. And then eventually we end up in Tangier, the north of Morocco, where a Christian verse is added. And then we have the three wise men walking to the house where Abraham is born. So that's the Jesus story. And it's all mixed together about the same character that we have in all different Bibles. So, So we're going to start off with a beautiful flamenco solo from the Juderia. And we'll take you all over this plethora of emotions in one song. If you want to come and dance, this is a good song for that. It's not COVID anymore. We're allowed to move on.
Thank you.
And we kind of fooled him when we were alone. She was a very stubborn woman, which is good because I learned how to be stubborn, right? As a woman, it's super important to learn how to be stubborn in a good way. You know, like, she always got her way. You know these people? It's like they just have a smile on their face and go, it's just the way it is. And I'm so happy I had such a good role model. And this is a song she used to sing to me when I was a kid. This is one of my first memories when I was 4 years old. I was lying in bed and listening to the song she was putting me to sleep. This is Dulme Dulme, which means sweet sleep. And it's about a mother and a son. And the mother describes the life of the son as if it is only 3 days passing. And the first day he's born, the second day he will go to school. In Jewish religion, we do everything fast. And the third day he meets a beautiful wife and has a beautiful kid on his own. Familiar? And this is on my traditional Filipino album, Andalusian Prayer. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm going to play a song that is probably familiar to all of you. It probably doesn't need an introduction. I think it's the most beautiful Sephardic song ever written. Amor en mi casa.
And then, in order to protect her, when it's 2 weeks
while you're doing the blessing, you need to imagine that you're embodying the spirit of a good fairy in order to confuse the bad fairies that the child is protected by good fairies. So everybody becomes a fairy for like 2 minutes. And I think it's nice because Sephardic culture is Orthodox mostly, like this and all. And then they also do the magic. So that's a pretty nice contrast. And it's, that's what makes culture complex and beautiful and crazy, is all these fairy tales. They have a little bit of craziness in them. And I'm, what can I say, I'm a sucker for a good story. So this is Fada de mi Corazón. It's on my new album that actually, am I allowed to say this? It came at number 11 in the most played world albums in the world. Yeah, so super cool. And it's all now, but I made new copies, so if you sign up for the newsletter, so next time we are in Copenhagen, we can invite you to the show. So this is about retirement. I believe it fits most people here. It's a good thing, because it's a song for you. Which I'm very fascinated about retirement. I would like to retire already. I'm just kidding. But hey, in the Sephardic tradition, we have a really cool custom that when you reach retirement age, you throw a party and invite all your friends, and you lie down on a table, and everybody sews around you the shroud of the dead. You didn't get the cloth where you will be later on buried. It sounds terrible, however, it's a fantastic custom because it's a ritual. You're supposed to meditate and think about all the things you want to leave behind, because there's nobody dying, you're just retiring. And when it goes into the cupboard, it symbolizes all the things that you don't need anymore, and you are rewarded as a good, beautiful person, the best version of yourself. And this is why I call the song Una Segunda Piel, which means the second skin. And the beautiful sentence in the chorus says, Con los años viene el sigil, which means with the years comes the wisdom. So I told you it's a nice song. And we'd like to invite you to sing with us, just do-do-do, there's no lyrics. Do. Thank you.
Ja, det var så første afdeling af Latino-koncerten. Og vi præsenterer kun i hvert fald i dag første afdeling. Vi har anden afdeling på lager, hvis det efterspørges. Fordi vi også gerne vil præsentere Daniel Akta, den unge israelske, født i 2002, cellist, der blev fremhævet i Copenhagen Sommerfestival som Rising Star. Og sammenlignet med Jacqueline Dupré, det er jo en sammenligning, der vinder noget. P.T. studerer hun ved Barnbäum Said Music Academy i Berlin. Ja, hun var så absolut en oplevelse at lytte til. Og vi skal høre hende i tre numre, som hun spiller sammen med Matthew Stepak, en glimrende pianist, som var nødt til at træde ind som erstatning for den oprindelige. Og så de spiller jo så sammen Beethoven Cellosonate nummer 2, og de spiller bagefter Ginastera Pampiana nummer 2, og til sidst et ekstra nummer, som hedder Improvisation, med tilnavnet Skabt i øjeblikket. Igen god lytning, og på genhør ønsker Franka og Sten.
Thank you. Thank you.